Backseat Producers, episode number 311, Blue is the Warmest Color.
Excited they finally announced that there will be an Incredibles 2.
All right.
Yes. That's right.
Can they pull off the magic 3. Second time?
I hope they get Brad Bird back. They haven't said for sure that he's back, but
they almost have to. I mean, he was the whole direction of that movie.
We were talking about it, and by the time the movie comes out, it will have been 12 or 13 years since the original.
Wow.
Because they just announced it, so it's going to be 2 or 3 years before the movie actually gets released. Hmm. So it will make it 12 or 13 years because it was 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's like...
So we were talking, it was like, wouldn't it be great if they just advanced the story in real time and had
later.
And had Violet have a child, Dash would be a young man. They would be grandparents.
Yes, yeah, so getting out of the house.
Yeah, and just keep that theme of family and just age the family. I think it'd be interesting.
That'd be a pretty bold concept. The Pixar had did that before, so
yeah,
be fun to watch.
All right. Nobody here is excited about Cars 3?
No, did not see Cars 2.
Me neither.
I think they blew it on the first one, so they could quit.
Yeah.
He couldn't recapture the magic of Doc Hollywood a second time.
No.
The only thing that was great about Cars was, and Cars 2, the poster was awesome because you could sit there and you could pick out all the cars and name the make and models of all the weird cars in the poster, if you are so inclined. Otherwise, no.
Nope.
Didn't watch it.
I read the unified Pixar universe theory that guy has, and I'm like, I haven't seen most of these. I've seen three Pixar movies.
That's actually it's clever. It's a stretch, but it's clever.
Yeah, well, of course it's a stretch. Did you not read it?
No.
The Witch Every... in Brave is Boo.
Okay, so Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Oh.
When she grows up, the theory is that the monsters in Monsters, Inc., the doors are not just... They are portals through time as well as space. So she goes through a door and ends up back in Scotland. And so she's the witch. Because if you look, Mike and Sully are there.
Right.
In the carvings.
Yes.
How did this all work out?
It was very complicated.
Does the lamp end up wrapped in there anywhere?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But So, Junior? The world of Cars takes place in the time when the humans left Earth.
But before Wally.
And it works because they say the humans left. But it's all clearly the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And they left machines, sentient machines. Because Wally is.
Right.
Yeah, there's a weird running theme. The origin of everything being nature. So as they get further into the future, nature reclaims more and more of the planet, which is what Bug's Life was.
Right.
The nature reclaiming the planet. Bug's Life was after Cars, but before Wall-E or...
No, it was after.
After Wall-E?
I think it was after Wall-E. It was part of the reclamation of nature.
Some weird shit.
Well, this seems highly unlikely.
It's a fun read if you're familiar with more than four Pixar movies.
Yeah,
it's a pretty
read. It was a fun read.
All right,
I've just seen them all. So
it's actually a pretty fun read.
Unified Pixar Universe.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is Jolie.
And this is Scissor Man.
I do believe that I predicted a scissoring.
There was
a scissoring.
And there was a scissoring.
Melina tried to take it away from me. She's like, I think she's wearing a strap-on. No.
Nope.
No, she's not.
No.
We're just 100% scissoring here. It was long, too. Long scissoring.
It wasn't even scissoring. It was like reverse cowgirl scissoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, what she's... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like this.
Yeah, there was some serious pretzel action in this movie. No. Good stuff.
Not enough pretzel action.
What?
No. There was no intertwined limbs.
What? Yeah, there was.
During the scissoring.
There were limbs everywhere.
She was totally like...
It was like this.
Backwards.
This one was this way. This one was like down up and this way.
I'm going to hurt my fingers.
Yeah. I play guitar. I need to
doing this motion that nobody can hear.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep doing this.
Listen, it's awesome when you see it on the screen, but terrible when you look at your fingers.
All right, so we take a picture of this. Yeah. And then we'll put that'll be the cover art.
I'm not taking a picture of that.
All right, so next week...
Yes, it was all sorts of fun things.
Let's get this out of the way. Next week, we're talking about Nebraska.
Yeah.
All right, so this week, blue is the warmest color. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I thought this was lesbian Twilight.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice high-level review. Daryl.
Boy.
So many questions.
So many questions.
High level. We'll get there.
So many questions. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a slow movie, but it works out in the end. I didn't expect a few things to happen.
Scissoring.
No, that I expected.
You prepped us for that.
That's the best Saturday Night Live sketch in a long time. Like where they're doing the Game of Thrones thing, and like Andy Samberg's like this 13-year-old the writer they've got.
Yes.
He's like, I just take, you know, whatever material he's got, and I just add tons of boobs. You know what I got planned for next week? Scissoring. The best.
And then I think there was actual scissoring at some point in that show.
Quite a few.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Jolie.
I didn't hate it as much as I usually hate French movies, but that's not to say I liked it, because I don't think that I did. I'm going like 49% on this one. Didn't hate it, but didn't really like it either.
49 out of 100?
Yeah.
Do
I'm tomato metering it. So
49 out of
like,
85%.
No. Yeah, out of 56.
Well, because you got to take some points off because it's French anyway.
Well, yes.
I actually give it points because it was French.
Tony?
It felt incomplete.
Tony, there was one scissoring.
It was... It
doesn't get more complete.
It was good, it was excessive, and it was incomplete.
There was only one thing I found excessive about this movie.
And that was?
That chick needed to close her goddamn mouth.
You know what? I thought the same thing the whole
time. Every scene, I was like, close your mouth. Close your mouth.
Every time she eats with her mouth
open. We're looking down at her throat.
That's why she was hired, apparently, because of how she ate.
I read that. The whole time I'm thinking, like, this girl must have a deviated septum or something. Like
she drips a lot. Her mouth was snot too.
Her mouth was constantly open, so it's like
and her nose was constantly
weird.
First off, when I got my deviated septum fixed, I didn't have my mouth constantly open like that.
You know, they're varying degrees.
I'm also not French, but
that's probably the issue. Yeah, she's got huge front teeth.
She does
as well.
I like that she made fun of it at one point too, with the reading the rabbit story.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, I'll be honest with you. This movie was 3 hours long, and reading that rabbit story came in around hour two after the scissoring scene was over. So
you were checked out.
I was weaving in and out like a drunken sailor.
Yeah. There's not a lot of cause to pay attention after that point.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the movie has already climaxed.
They did.
Pun intended, Tony.
I had a couple of things wrong with this movie that I did find irritating.
You saw a wiener.
It was a brief flash, but
I made Melina go back because she looked away.
You missed the wiener.
You missed the wiener. We went back.
Popped out. A couple of things I did find annoying about this movie is the time jumps they had. There was a point there where between her junior year in high school, and then at some point they jump 3 years ahead or 4 years ahead. To where now she's the teaching assistant. And she said she would have to, at one point while she was at dinner, she'd have to get a master's degree before she could become a teaching assistant. Well, yeah. I mean, that's 6 years, unless the French school system is a little different. But I noticed that time jump there. There's something happened in between.
Are you talking about when? Are you talking about when she met Emma's parents?
Yes.
Because I think that was still, she was still in high school. She was
She was junior year in high school.
Yeah, she was just covering that with them. She was covering that she was still in high school.
Yeah.
Right. But they asked her what she had planned on doing in the future. And she said, I'd like to become a teacher. And she said, I would have to get a master's before I could become an assistant teacher.
I don't think that's what she said.
Did. Yeah. She did. Because she did. Then they compliment her, says, well, at least you have a plan for your life.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that she actually had planned on doing it.
No, she was. She was pretty committed to the teaching thing.
Yeah, but I don't know that it had anything to do with the time jump.
Well, the problem is with the time jump is it 3 years, 6 years? Because there's a point in their relationship where they've apparently grown bored with each other, or at least that Emma has grown bored with Adele. And she's...
3 years sounds about right.
Well, that's just it. It's 3 years because the baby that was... the pregnant woman who was in the party... They asked about her if her son was born. He said he's about 3 years old.
Yeah.
But that party didn't take place until
after she was in high school. So there was a second time jump.
Yeah. There were multiple time jumps. There were multiple
time jumps. Yeah, they were never very clear. There was also the time when she's doing the teaching, when the kids get out of school, and then they have a jump ahead. They're all on the beach together. I say, okay, did they all take off? Well, French are noted for taking the entire month of August off and going to Spain. But hold on, where did all those kids suddenly come from?
That's terrible.
Weird one-piece swimsuit when you've been naked for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with a one-piece? They're more comfortable. They're less burning.
Less burning.
What?
Yeah.
But she was tan.
No, she was not tan.
Some people burn. I'm a burner.
Listen, all right? Yeah, believe me, I understand about the color. Actually, I don't burn.
But I can't empathize with the thing is, you have to really pay attention to this movie to figure out some of the time jumps that go on in the relationship.
I didn't like the time jumps. I agree with you.
There should have been some interfill spots in there, kind of giving us an idea of, you know, how things are progressing. Because we see at the one point where they're getting into bed and Emma is really kind of I wouldn't say distracted, turned off, or whatever, but she doesn't seem to be too receptive to Adele's attention.
Hey, she was on her period, dude.
Well, that's what she says. But that scene was supposed to indicate that their relationship was kind of slowly starting to go off track.
I don't know that that was a subtle they've gotten out of sync.
That wasn't subtle.
No. I think it was pretty.
There wasn't much subtle about this movie.
Yeah.
It told you pretty much. Yeah.
And then at the point where she goes off on Adele because of her supposed infidelity.
What do you mean supposed?
That seems she admitted to it.
She admitted to it. That was the best conversation.
Because it started with, I'm not doing anything to, I've only slept with him a couple times. I still haven't, like, then it went back to, well, I haven't done anything. It was the best.
Well, it seems that Emma overreacted in that whole thing. I mean, she seems to just go off.
I think Emma was projecting. Elise. Yeah, I think Emma was projecting, and it was her out because she was already banging Elise.
Right,
who was like 9 months pregnant then?
Yeah,
was she? I think she already had the baby.
No, there is no evidence that there's a time jump between.
There isn't much. Yeah. No, there really isn't much evidence. You're right.
Because, although it could have been,
but
possible.
It could have been because they really didn't
the. The implication is that it's soon after they have the party.
You're right.
Because that's when she doesn't have sex with her, and then she starts spending time with her. But then that's the point where she brings up, well, did you used to date this chick? No? ? So I think it's right around that time. I don't think she's had the baby. Yeah. I just don't think that they were bold enough to shoot lesbian pregnancy sex.
That has already existed. The L word. There's a pregnant woman who has sex with another woman.
But that wasn't bait for Can. And
that's true.
By the way,
but
this
exists.
Is only part one of two parts.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
This
is never going to happen.
This was part one and two of five.
I'm just telling you what the ending credits said.
I know. This was chapters 1 and 2
of like of well, five. It felt like 500 chapters.
Because this was a graphic novel.
I'm not reading a graphic novel.
I'm not either. I'm just informing you that this was a graphic novel.
Adele was Kristen Stewart.
Yes, tell me more about how you feel that this is somehow like Twilight. That's what I want to know.
I understand the point you're making, but I think I liked the love story better in this. The love story was more believable.
I watched 2 hours of looking down that chick's mouth, Tony.
If that's your only correlation...
That's not my only correlation.
Well...
It was boring.
Proceed.
Yeah. It was boring.
It was excessive.
It was the fantasy destroyer.
How is it the fantasy destroyer?
Yeah, listen, this is real life, not fantasy.
Yeah, when you watch a movie about romance... See, romance is this fiction that we all... Like, there's this fiction with romance. No one wants to watch a romantic film that's realistic. No one wants that.
So I like that
part.
This...
I like those parts of this movie, though.
Are you saying that Blue is the Warmest Color is a realistic movie?
I'm saying it's too realistic in the way that Twilight is also the fantasy destroyer because it's just a fucking train wreck. Like, this is the...
Well, but for different
This doesn't
reasons.
Even make sense. Yeah.
The problem that I had with this movie is that the parts about it that I kind of wanted to be realistic were so not realistic, and that was the sex.
You know what? Awful. I'm going to speak heathen words here. This movie could have done completely without the sex.
It probably could have.
Tony, for a three-hour movie.
It would not have been a three-hour movie. It wouldn't have been 3 hours long at that point. It would have been at least 2.5.
I don't know that
this movie could have been edited down under 2 hours
easily.
If there are too many scenes that went on too long.
Remove rest of the movie.
Double the sex scenes.
This director had way too many establishing shots all over the place. He could have gotten rid of about half of them, and it still probably would have made better sense.
They could have cut out 2 of the 7 scenes where they eat spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they could have cut out a lot of the classroom scenes too. They don't seem to make. They just tend to pad out the movie. I mean, we get the idea that she's a teacher, but we don't have to watch her go through every interaction with all the students for 20 minutes each time we're there.
See, the weird thing is I think you could have made a more mainstream-friendly movie, cutting it under 2 hours. I don't think it would have come anywhere near winning... winning a Cannes.
The way it was made
to win Cannes.
Yeah.
When it can.
Now I want to show you scenes on a beach with children. Why?
800 hours of footage was shot for this movie.
Which sounds excessive. And he did 100 takes just on the one scene of her walking away. Now that's just nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I
remember the old saying that William Castle said to Roman Polanski when he was doing Rosemary's Baby. And he said there was one, he spent 39 takes on one shot, and Castle said, "Hell, I made an entire movie in 39 takes." This is a case of, you know, you don't have to be Stanley Kubrick and just do shot after shot after shot, but trying to get this one little detail.
Well, but some directors, he won at Cannes, like,
so I mean,
yeah, because like David Fincher does that as well, and David Fincher makes great movies, so I can't necessarily say that that's a terrible way to make movies, but
the problem is his cast practically revolted. In the making of the film. I mean, granted, the end result was good.
Yeah, that's my understanding about every time somebody makes a movie with David Fincher, they end up hating him for the exact same reason.
So
they know what they're getting. That's the thing.
Some interesting things about the movie. This was the first time a movie has taken the top prize at Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
And normally that award is given to the director. This award was given to the director and both leads.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very rare. Which is unique. That's never happened. Both of those leads have since said that they will never work with him again because of the way he treated them on set.
10 days to film that sex scene.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
That's a lot of sex scene filming.
That's a lot of scenes, period.
Miserable. That just sounds to me like that's pure misery.
It's a lot of time to wear a fake vagina.
Prosthetic vagina, yeah.
A lot of barrels of lube, too.
Well, no, they're not actually having sex. Oh, just to get into the position, though? Lube up, just to entwine?
Stretching.
Just for
lots
shape?
Of stretching.
Just
lots of stretching.
Skin rashes.
Boy, the first time Emma showed up at that party and didn't have the blue hair, I was really happy. because the blue hair was distracting.
I didn't give a shit.
Did you like the blue hair?
Did not like the blue hair. I liked it. I just liked the look of it better without the blue.
Is it just because you would not like anybody with blue hair, or is it just her?
She looked better with the dark hair.
So she just has to look to please you, huh, Tony?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think she's in the market for you. Just saying.
Maybe she
her character is not.
Maybe she just hasn't met me yet.
So you know what I found interesting?
Oh, no.
The chick who played Emma is the... Did you see Mission Impossible?
Ghost Protocol?
Yeah.
Protocol.
She stabbed Josh Holloway.
She was also the beginning of the lesbian. Too.
That's what turned her into a...
Yeah, you don't kill Josh Holloway unless you've got a second agenda.
All in all, I'd recommend this as a good couples movie. Yeah. Whether you're straight or gay, but...
I was actually kind of confused because at no point AIDS... Like, AIDS never showed up.
I was wondering
if that's what the third hour was going to be.
I know.
AIDS.
Maybe that's part three.
No. That would never happen in a French movie.
Yeah. I know, but all the gay movies we watch...
Well, that's because they're American gay movies.
And then I got spoiled on something from the graphic novel. And I thought it was going to be a spoiler in the movie, and it wasn't. So it must be something that happens in part 3, 4, or 5.
I'm not going to ask you what it is. I know you want
to.
Fine.
I don't care if you do or not.
Karen?
Do you really care, though?
No.
Yeah.
But he wants me to ask, and now I won't.
I'm kind of curious. I would like to see the continuation of the story, because the story's not over. I don't feel like the story's over.
I feel like the story...
No, it kind of left
it. I feel like the story ended in hour two for me. Like, could have let it go.
Yeah, like when they started banging
at the restaurant. I wanted more story.
Like them banging that restaurant where, like, you can see people behind them.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I was waiting for the waiter to come up with the coffee that she ordered at that point.
These people are French. They're not American.
So is this just what happens in French? People just spontaneously burst into sex, like, in public places?
No, the waiter, but, like,
The waiter come up, would you like me to join you, ladies?
No.
Pouring wine. Do you need a penis here?
Wine and olive oil.
Just let the waiter come and say, excuse me, mademoiselle, here's the check. And there was a private room in the back.
And vinegar and...
tossing salad.
Yeah, just sticking a baguette in there.
Just gone. No.
Oh, no.
Was that the step too far?
No.
That
was way too far.
Look at the whole scissoring discussion we had earlier. No. Was not the step too far.
I am so pissed about the scissoring. Wow. Let me tell you. I'm just livid about it. Because the thing that when I made the claim that I thought that there would be no scissoring, it was because I'm willing to admit that I'm right, or that you guys are right and I'm wrong, but the problem is that I did not go into this movie knowing some very key points about it. One, that there were zero lesbians involved in the making of this movie. I just sort of assumed, since it was French and it was about lesbians, that there would be lesbians.
Yeah, they're
involved.
Except for the writer of the graphic novel.
Right, who wasn't involved and who came back and said that this was all really terrible because clearly there were no lesbians involved. Because lesbians don't scissor. That is my understanding.
Well, they tell you what.
And so it was like watching all these scenes is like, ah, straight dudes. Ugh, this is totally done by straight dudes.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's why.
That bothered me. That really bothered me.
Straight dudes thinking this is what lesbians do.
Yes. Because that's exactly what it was.
Okay.
Because every one of those scenes was like, ah, straight dude totally... Ugh.
Straight dude fantasy. How's
yes,
that?
Exactly.
This
it's
is
like,
exactly what straight men think lesbian sex is, and it's right.
Because what straight men assume is that lesbians have the most uncomfortable and, like, leg-cramping sex possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? No.
Listen, I've watched a considerable amount of porn, so I'm pretty much an expert on all sexuality.
You mean, like, where two straight women have sex with each other?
Yeah.
Under the direction of a straight man?
Yeah. I was throwing money at them. Yeah, no, that's totally legit.
Sure, because that's all real. That's
I'm fairly certain real. That most lesbian couples must be blessed by a male director in some fashion.
Oh, God.
Before they can move in with each other. That's my understanding.
See, but the male fantasy would have included a strap on at some point.
No.
Because...
Not necessarily.
Because there has to be a penis in there for...
No. There doesn't have to be penetrative sex. But scissoring is essential. She almost ate that chick's fist in the restaurant.
Yes, she did.
Like, what is she doing with that woman's
hand? Is she
going to
start chewing on it?
Man, French romance is weird.
French cafes are strange.
French are trying to turn into
Japanese.
I want to
know where these restaurants are.
I know, we're going to go to them.
I might change my position about never wanting to travel to France ever, if this exists.
Sextrants?
Sure, because that sounds like fun.
So if you look at it the reverse, like there's a strip club that also does a buffet.
No.
You don't want the buffet at the strip club.
No.
You don't want to go to a restaurant that has the buffet.
There is a prime rib buffet.
Is there really?
Lunchtime prime rib. I don't know if they still do, because that was when it was
Sports
the Diamond.
Sports Cabaret has a barbecue trough outside.
Barbecue Diamond trough. When it was Diamond, they used to do a prime rib buffet.
Not that I've been there recently.
But
like are any of these places Monday. Involved in the class action lawsuit?
I don't know what class action lawsuit you're referring to.
You did not hear about this?
I don't care.
There's some strippers organizing a class action lawsuit.
Strip clubs are places of great sadness.
Yeah, that's true.
They're
that doesn't mean they're immune to employment law, damn it.
Yes.
So what? Says
the dancers are covered under many labor laws because they are performing artists.
Yeah, which is bullshit. But anyway.
Well, that's the way the labor department
back to,
sees
tell
it.
Tell me more about this barbecue trough or whatever.
Oh, no. I've never visited.
You just know it's there.
Yeah.
You know it's there. Okay. You know the primary buffet is at the Diamond Cabaret.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
Right.
You don't visit.
You don't go.
It's like Ravenholm. We don't go there anymore.
It's just like this. It's just like. If you go to the sex toy store,
yeah.
You don't go pee. You go out back and piss on the wall. You don't.
How long are you there?
What if you just have to go? You just don't. You just leave.
No.
You do not use the restroom.
Lesson learned, go
before
you go to the sex store.
Stop at the gas station on the corner and ask for the key to go out back to use their restroom, because that's going to be far more savory.
Savory, huh?
So many tiny toys. Why does your bathroom need to have any amount of savoriness?
Well, this is the counter to unsavory. The unsavory bathroom.
At the
strip club or
strip club bathrooms are nice.
I don't know. I've never been.
Strip club bathrooms are nice because there's always a guy in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's always a guy in there.
Yes, but be sure not to bite the gum they sell in there.
No,
really terrible taste to it.
He's not selling me anything. There's always a guy in there watching me pee. So there's no shenanigans in the bathroom. It's very clean. Not like I was at a strip club on Monday. So,
these are life tips. I'm getting all these.
Mm-hmm. So, this is completely unsolicited knowledge that I don't have firsthand from, I don't know, any weird person I met on Monday. So the economics of stripping is that the chick pays the establishment $100 to dance there, and then she gets all the tips for the day.
Right.
Usually they have to split the tips, though.
Usually they have to split them, but like the amount that they pay the place to dance there varies based on how much they're going to split, if they split. If she can convince somebody to buy her 8 drinks during her shift, which runs 10:30 to 8, it stays at 100. If she can't, then it's 150 for the day. And they can't water down the drinks by law, so they have like a camera behind the bar. So those chicks have to drink those 8 drinks during their shift.
Ugh.
And they can't leave.
Yeah, this is called the champagne
the calories.
Hustle.
Calories.
It's terrible drinks.
It's just 8 drinks a day, every day you're working. Work 5 days a week? That's a lot.
Do they work 5 days a week?
The one
I know.
She's working 6, but I don't know.
Wow.
Jeez.
She also said she has 2 degrees and was going to get her become an RN and is a licensed gunsmith. So she also berated me because my buddy told her that he doesn't like guns. I'm like, I'm not getting into an argument about this with a stripper.
No. Definitely have that argument with a stripper because I think, to me, that would be like, if I could have that argument, that'd be the best part of it.
Well, how are you going to protect your home?
My cock.
I don't know. Like,
my massive big breasts.
I don't live around this strip club, so I'm generally not concerned about a home invasion. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Isn't that bad for tips, though? Because honestly, if the stripper starts arguing with you, she's got to know at that point that it's sort of like, It's like, you know, peeling off her.
Yeah, but there's some, but you know what? There's some
having three kids that she.
There's some guys that get into that, and then they'll pay her to try to convince her that she's wrong. Mm-hmm. See, to continue the discussion,
they'll pay her to submit. No, they're very good at their jobs.
Yeah,
they know what they're doing.
The one I knew, like, some dude bought her a car.
What?
Yeah,
this dude who lives across from my boss has done that repeatedly.
She had her rent paid. She had a car.
God damn.
In the wrong business.
Why did I go to college? Jeez.
Yeah, that was the mistake.
That was mistake number one.
Strippers are awesome.
Yeah, the one with who's the gunsmith. That lends a new term to show me your piece.
I saw it. You showed it to me a lot.
Was it black and cold and steel?
What is going on?
You get some
weird...
You
should get that looked at.
Yeah.
I think they make a cream for that.
She wasn't doing very well.
Oh, okay. Was she into big calibers or
I think she's into whatever small you ammo. Got, really.
20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50s. That's what she was into.
20s. Lots of ones.
So many ones.
Doesn't have to be huge. Just has to be a lot of them.
It's not the size of the artillery. It's just where you place the bullets.
Also, this place had porn on the TVs.
It seems superfluous.
But like a weird, like a cream pie porn. So it was like very oddly fetish specific. But like the scenes would rotate. So we'll come back to this maybe like once every 5 minutes. Like that's a like very a lot specific of subtle, thing.
That's a lot of reinforcement there.
Wait, so many questions. So do you think that changes, though? I mean, like, is it sort of like a jukebox where they just throw them in and it's shuffle a loop. Them?
Or no, it's a loop.
Do you think that...
I don't know that they change it by day. My buddy said he was there, like, a couple weeks ago, and it was the same scenes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really intense.
I was tricked into going to this place.
You tricked? Yes.
My buddy...
Like,
dude,
you didn't have free will.
Seriously, my buddy last week, he's like, hey, do you want to go out for drinks on Monday? And so, like I used to work with this guy, so I'm like, yeah, sure. All right. So, like, I haven't seen you in a year. Let's go out. And, like, so I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, Houlihan's, we get dinner, and then we have a couple beers, and then I go home. Mm-hmm. Get into his car, and he's like, all right, we're going to the east side. What? Seriously? And then off we went. Bitch, come on.
We Monday.
Monday
that was St. Patrick's.
6 o'clock, yeah.
So, oh, no. So
what is going on? There's like four people here.
Now I've got questions. Were any of them wearing green? Were they all wearing green?
No, that was a
green body.
They always talk to you, so it's like you should pinch me. I'm not wearing green. I won't touch you.
Wait, I thought that was kind of implied that you don't touch them.
No, that's not how that works.
Mm-mm. Really?
No. Yeah. Oh yeah. So like, here's the thing. So they got the table. So you sit at the table,
right?
Or you go up to the stage. And if you go up to the stage and you toss money on the stage, then they come over and then, like, they rub themselves on you.
Sure.
Like, grab your hands.
But you gotta keep your hands off.
Huh. No, they put their hands all over them. Like, they rub themselves
on
your
hands.
If they do it. And then that's not counting lap dances or...
Right.
Or when they pull you up on stage and make you put the money on your nose and then they pick it up.
Yeah, it was 6 o'clock on Monday. That was.
That's not gonna happen. That's, like, 11:30.
Or when they come over to your table and try and solicit a lap dance out of you by, like, sitting and talking, but...
Right.
Little did they know that this guy has no personality. So, like, I can be
you
just...
deaded, cold and dead inside.
Yeah, I can be just as cold and dead inside as any of you strippers, believe me.
Right.
What do you pull down after taxes?
Yeah.
So, what's your shift hours?
What kind of retirement plan are you in?
Yeah, like, are you investing and...
Not, I got insurance. I can set you up an insurance policy.
What's your portfolio look like?
I really want to know what a stripper portfolio looks like. That's...
Me too. This chick seemed pretty diversified, though. Like, she was getting that gunsmithing thing going.
Yeah.
Also becoming a nurse. And she's like, I got people working for me, but I still work here.
Ooh, if she got into coffin making, then she could have the run the gambit.
Yeah.
Shoot
vertical
the
integration.
Shoot the up. People. Fix them up. If you don't fix them up, you put them in the ground.
That
you're
is
good.
Vertical integration right there.
Yeah.
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 Good business plan.
That's right.
And considering the unsavory neighborhoods that most strip clubs are in, that's good location.
That's a legitimate move.
That's
yeah.
good location
yeah.
for your market.
It's not a bad move, yeah.
Hey, also you can do the insurance thing too and collect on the death benefit.
Oh, that's true.
Or sell the medical insurance.
Just let less money in that though.
Hey, if you're a notary,
thanks Obama. Yes,
if you're a notary, you can have them write you into their wills.
Oh, at the same time, they're
brilliant.
Giving me all these cards. Hey, I can notarize that. Will, add me to it.
What's that little pouch you stamp? bam.
Yeah.
Who wants to change their will?
Like a whole empire.
That's a lap dance right there.
It's lap dance and notary service. Ooh, full service. We could open a small bank branch in there. Yeah, and also a weird week. Convert bitcoins too.
That is a weird way to start the week.
Oh, she's missing out on the Bitcoin exchange too.
Oh no!
Need Bitcoin exchange? Yeah, sure. I got that right here. I got plenty of cash.
Don't invest in Bitcoin, man.
I don't know. I did.
It's too volatile. It's just too volatile.
I did well.
If you got out early, you probably did fine. But you know, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Volatility is what makes it run. Been pretty stable here lately.
Right. Not if you're building. Yeah. A solid portfolio for retirement.
And it's been stable lately.
Probably doesn't include Bitcoin.
Isn't that a bad thing?
Or
volatility will come back. It's got to stabilize some more.
I don't trust Bitcoin.
How can you
especially
trust?
Especially after the hack and all that kind of.
That only affects the exchange.
Well exactly. That's kind of the problem. And since they keep shutting down all the, and you know, as soon as they keep shutting down all these sites, they're selling the drugs. And
there's only been two.
Yeah, but that's a lot of Bitcoin.
The
man.
Second one didn't last longer than 3 weeks.
Because it was my impression initially that the only reason anybody uses Bitcoin is so they can buy drugs and guns online.
No.
Oh, no.
The food truck. One of the food trucks that was at Holden's concert last week
was accepting
Bitcoin.
Yeah, I know they do that now.
Overstock.com accepts Bitcoin.
That's just annoying. That's annoying. I'm just going to...
And you know what? People thought the same thing about PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Still think is annoying.
I use PayPal all the time.
I don't, if I can avoid it.
Sausage Fest lives and dies on PayPal.
Yeah.
That's how
we call it. To be fair, you could use any of the other...
Well, yeah.
Or, you know, give cash.
Except that,
cash. That's so.
Except you have to have a convenient way for people to pay you online.
Well, that's true.
Makes
I'm just angry that it's the only one.
Check.
Checks.
It's not the only one.
Well, I know it's not literally the only one, but it's the most ubiquitous.
Well, it's the most convenient because I can just send money to your email.
Sure.
That is convenient to me.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can do the same thing with Bank of America now, so it's
right. Less I still don't like. I'm convenient. Just yeah. It's just,
well, any final concluding thoughts for our
final?
Fridge?
What? It's like 10 o'clock. I know.
I think we.
There's so much more to complain about.
Yeah, that was just Monday.
That was just Monday. Okay. Let's go on. Then.
Tell me about Tuesday.
So Tuesday, I went to my guitar lesson, and I don't have a story from that. I'm doing bar chords and it hurts.
You got blisters on your fingers yet?
No, it's not that. Like, so you gotta like put one finger across like one whole fret, and then you gotta like use your other fingers to do other strings. Mm. Like the pressure that you have to use with your first finger push down, you have to brace it with your thumb on the back. So you have to like bend your thumb and push the neck, and then push this down, but then also get these fingers in some sort of position. And then like
it's like making shadow puppets.
Yeah, only like these guys come back down, touch, and like you know, it's a whole. It hurts. Mm-hmm. Like hurts. It hurts to hold that for more than 5 seconds. That's the story I got. And he's like, "Don't if it hurts too much, don't do it because you can hurt your tendons, and that'll take like a year to heal." That's fine.
And so for Wednesday.
Wednesday, I went to work early this morning. I woke up at like 5. That. Went to work early, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave early because I got to watch this 3-hour goddamn movie. So then I scheduled meetings up until 5, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. That's not leaving early.
No, that is not leaving early. So did Melina watch this with you?
She did.
What was her thoughts? So I'm curious now because I know you guys
watched. She was bored as shit. She hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kept, every time the scene would change and that chick had her mouth open, I would say, close your mouth. So I was like constantly saying it like the whole movie. Close your mouth. And she's like, I can't not see it now that you've said that. So later when she starts crying and like the snot is running into her open mouth, like, stop, just close your mouth. Cry all you want, but close your mouth. Snot would not be into your face if you just close your goddamn mouth.
That's French.
But everybody else in the movie was like, everybody else in the movie didn't have that problem.
Nope.
They close their mouth.
I think she had a nose thing. I'm just
gonna stick with,
she's got a weird nose thing.
Yeah, I know. Although Luke's got the same thing.
Yeah.
Then he falls asleep doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because he's deprived of oxygen. Don't sleep in it. Yeah. I'm like, you need to go to an ENT.
Yeah.
Like, you have a nose thing. That's not it.
Yeah. The one thing I did like about this movie, though, is that there are a lot of things. Not the reverse cowgirl scissoring. No, that was not the thing I liked.
Scissor explosions.
I mean, I wish I wanted to like it. God damn it. The one thing I did like, though, was how there was a particularly effective bit of directing that he did where he took all this footage, and apparently he was shooting a lot of footage of them without their knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Or... That's why they had to change the main character's name.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. But the thing that I did like about that is they captured a lot of mannerisms. And being a former teenage girl myself, I saw a lot of things like, oh, that's totally a thing teenage girls do. I was at one time. Yeah.
Such as I remember seeing the scenes on the train.
Because you were a teenage girl.
Yeah. The thing about, okay, so the thing that really got to me was her hair. Mm. So as a teenager, she's got that mop on her head. Mm-hmm. I totally had the exact same mop
on
my head. She
also tend to have a lot of hair in her face at any one time. These strands.
I did the exact same thing. It's something about that age and, you know, if you're the kind of girl that doesn't do her hair, and I was not, then, you know, I always had the mop on my head. And so every 5 minutes, you take it down, you put have the hair ties on. And then every 5 minutes, you put it back up, and then you kind of tug on it. And I liked that they captured that, because that was so realistic. And the way she was tugging on her pants all the time, same thing. So there were like little details that I just loved.
Any one scene seemed really authentic.
Yeah.
Like with the exception of the sex, because it was just
not. Yeah. That was just.
But like even like the dinner scenes and the eating and all the interactions, everything just seemed very authentic. Like any individual scene.
Right.
When you put the whole thing together, it's like...
For 3 hours. Wow.
It is 3 hours long.
I actually liked the...
I would have appreciated this more as a television series.
Maybe. I liked the garden party scene.
Episodic. Something episodic.
I liked the garden party scene with the movie playing in the background.
Yeah. I did like that.
The way that matched up with what was happening was clever.
Yep.
In most instances.
And there was an awful lot of food in this movie.
Goddamn French. They're eating.
So, yeah.
Metaphor. Well, I also have one scene there where when she's at Elaine's parents.
Oh my god, blue was everywhere.
Yeah.
And then in the end, she's wearing blue.
What? Oh my god. God damn it.
I also like the actor who's like, yeah, I went to America, and then they had me play a terrorist. They love when I say Allah Akbar.
That guy was actually
correct.
That guy was awesome.
That guy's going to get some strange soon, Tony.
Yeah, he is. He's going to get him...
post-lesbian strange.
Yeah. That's where this movie becomes Chasing Amy.
No. It could.
No.
But I don't think so.
But George Carlin's dead.
What?
George Carlin's dead.
What about that?
Was he in Chasing Amy?
No, he was in Dogma.
Dogma, yeah.
I got nothing. Are you sure George Carlin
was
in
Jersey Girl?
He was not in Chasing Amy. Positive.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
You want me to? You want to borrow it?
No, I don't.
I got a signed copy of it.
I'm gonna Ghostbusters this. I'm probably not gonna Ghostbusters it.
Hey, spoiler: Chasing Amy, lesbian.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That's why you didn't get that reference.
What, the her eating the other chick's hand?
No.
The hand motion.
The hand motion.
Very really horrific hand motion.
Yes.
Where they make on the.
But how do you?
And then he does this. it makes me clench.
She does that.
Yeah.
It was George Carlin.
You know, Sean's got a really awesome George Carlin story. He met him once.
Really?
Yeah. He was doing stand-up. He did stand-up till the very end.
I saw him the last time he was here.
Yeah. And he came to Springfield, which is where we were at the time, and he was working security, which essentially means it was just him doing security. It was like he was sitting in a door saying, you can't go in this door. Carlin was backstage, like, pacing around, and he came over and said, hey, what you reading? Because he was reading his homework. So they started talking about books and stuff, and he recommended a book to Sean that was really great, just a crazy ass book. And yeah, so it's an adorable, meaningful conversation. He signed something for us. So
I have a George Carlin story too.
Yeah. Did you meet him?
No. We went to see him when he was in town on like his last tour before he died.
Right.
And as we were pulling out of the parking lot, the lights on my car flashed. Everybody's trying to leave at the same time. They flashed over this guy who's driving like this minivan in front of us. And as it flashed by, the guy drove past. I mean, you could only see this guy for maybe 2-3 seconds. I was like, Melina, that's fucking Vlad from Archon. So this was like, I don't know, like February or March of that year. And she's like, shut up, you're an idiot. That was fucking Vlad. I saw Vlad.
I know who you're talking about.
Vlad was here. This guy's been a staple of Archon. Yeah. Like, got my picture with this guy every year that we go because he's just this old creepy vampire dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was fucking Vlad. So, sure enough, 6 months later, Archon rolls around. I find him. I'm like, hey, man, did you go to Carlin when he came here 6 months ago? And he's like, oh, yeah, I always make time for George when he's in town. And I'm like, booyah! Eat it, Melina.
Oh, no.
This will be my 10th Archon and the 5th Sausage Fest.
Woohoo. I've been to more Archons.
5 years.
You have.
Substantially.
Yeah. Because I went to one Archon before I got into podcasting, and I've been every year since. So this will be the 9th Archon.
I think the first year I've been as a podcaster.
You guys will.
5th year.
The first year you went with the podcast?
Yeah, I think that was
that's when we met.
First?
Yeah, that's when
I've been going since I was 16. So this year will be 15 for me.
Yeah, because that's when we met. That was, yeah.
Yeah, because you had that really annoying button that I hated.
Oh, yeah, the
with
LED
text,
one?
Yeah, like with the text that would scroll.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's like every time it scrolls, I know what it's going to say.
But you have to read it.
I can't not read it. God damn it, Baneful Smackdown. Stop it.
And then it was like 3 or 6 months later that I joined.
Monkey staff.
The monkey staff. Captain monkey staff. Jesus.
That may be the hardest I've ever laughed at a podcast recording.
So they invited me to join them when they were on Fear of the Boot. He was on Fear of the Boot podcast before.
Uh-huh.
And so I joined them, and they're a gaming podcast, so... The reason I joined them was to talk about gaming movies. So we talked about the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Yeah.
And there's a scene. This guy has this staff with a monkey's head on it. And at various points, he pulls out the staff and the mouth opens. And like at one, the mouth opens, just water just pours
like
out.
Like there's a fire. There's a fire. He like bangs it on the ground and then the mouth opens, shoots water into the fire. What are you doing? It's so goddamn ridiculous.
And there's 5 of us in the room watching this movie, and he and I are laughing so hard. I mean, I almost stop breathing. I'm laughing so hard. Tears are running down
so
my
ridiculous.
Face. It was insane and ridiculous. And we're the only two laughing.
Yeah, nobody else finds it funny. I don't know how you guys don't find this absolutely hysterical.
The most hilarious thing ever. But yeah, we were both laughing so hard. It was great.
Now that wasn't the made for TV movie with Tom Hanks, was it?
No, that's Mazes and Monsters.
Okay.
No, this is actually the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Okay. Yeah, this is the second one because the first one was awful because it had
that's right.
It sounds Damon like they're Wayans. All awful.
No, it had Marlon.
Marlon Wayans.
Like as a title character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Two main characters, yeah.
What?
He was the thief.
They climbed up the top of a tower. Who are we robbing up here? God. it was ridiculous.
And for further horror, there was a Saturday afternoon cartoon Dungeons and Dragons, which
was
actually pretty good.
That was actually pretty good. I watched that.
This is why people hate nerds.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that one as it aired because that was in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, like you say, surprisingly, they did a good job with it.
How much scissoring was in that?
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cleric on cleric scissoring. Yes.
How is it that ends this?
I don't know, scissoring only.
You can still find it.
You can frequently find it on Amazon for like $5 for this the whole series.
Yeah.
If I really, really wanted to work for something like
say,
that.
Cartoon from the 80s, it's not good.
Yeah. Every cartoon that every beloved thing from my childhood that I've gone back to watch has been super disappointing.
Speaking of which,
Sliders.
Mm. Julie had pottery painting Friday night, and the week before we introduced the kids to Batman, the 89 one. So I said, guys, I got something for us to watch. So I pulled out Batman the movie, the 66 movie.
66?
Yeah. 66 yes. with Adam West, West and Burt Ward. Ward. Yeah. That movie was hilarious.
Yes.
Because it's so ridiculous and over the top. Like, at one point, they're flying in a helicopter in the Batcopter. And they go down into the water because they're chasing somebody over water.
Yeah, this is Bat Shark propeller.
And the shark bites onto Batman's leg. And he's flying with the shark hanging onto his leg. Hand me down the Bat Shark repellent. And that's not just the Bat Shark repellent. That's not the best part of that scene. It's when Robin goes to get the Bat Shark repellent. There's like four different repellents that are lined up. There's like manta ray repellent.
What is the item that is the, is it like a spray can?
It's a spray can. It's an God. It's an aerosol can that he tosses down and he sprays at the shark and the shark falls off. Jesus. At one point, Catwoman is dressed up as this Russian...
Miss Kitka,
yeah. This
she's
Russian,
she's a Russian ambassador.
Ambassador. And Bruce Wayne is all hot for... This is so obviously Catwoman that the only person that doesn't see this is Bruce Wayne. Yeah. And so he is hot for her. Yes. Like at what point they show him and he is just... His face is just glistening with sweat. I mean, it's terrible. So Alfred and Robin are in the Batmobile listening in. And at one point, at this point, they're like, it's like they need private time. Robin's like, hey, maybe we should give them some privacy. And Alfred's like, okay.
If you say so,
yeah, Alfred's like,
we're just about to
man. Yeah.
Listen, Alfred hasn't done anything for the last 30 years of his life.
No.
Watch over this dude. He is bursting for some strange.
It was amusing. I enjoyed watching it again. And it was, what was especially funny were the scenes where, okay, we're going to give you a riddle. And Batman's like, so here's this riddle. And Robin would be like, well, clearly this is what that means. Correct.
Never admit that they're right. Gosh.
The riddles were ridiculous. It was, I mean, I don't even remember the specifics, but it was something like, what flies at night? Well, a bat would fly at night, and a bat eats mice, and mice live in mouse holes and are chased out by cats while they're getting cheese. So clearly, the only possible answer is that they're going to attack the cheese factory. It's like,
and of course, the Batcave has hot, cold, and heavy water.
And heavy water, yeah,
for the nuclear reactor that's right in the middle.
Yeah, I read an article about wireless power that they're developing, and the article, the only real interesting thing about the article other than hey, we actually have this working in our lab, was that you know my grandchildren will never know what the word wireless means. That
is cool. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I read the same article back in 1976, and they demonstrated it on a big scale in the desert by using the Goldstone antenna to transmit power 20 miles. I mean, it's not a new technology. It's
no, it was in Dracula.
It was in Dracula.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Tesla played around with it back in the 1890s.
Well, where is it?
That's a good question.
Where's your free market now?
There's no incentive suppressed.
There's no incentive to advance the technology because we can still make a ton of money off the old one.
Yep.
Welcome to the free market.
Yep.
Infrastructure.
But the Navy is going to...
The wired infrastructure. Make the jump.
Yeah, we have zero incentive to change.
The Navy's going to make the jump?
Yes, they want to put up the power satellites because they're tired of paying gazillions of dollars to ship diesel fuel in for a lot of bases.
Yeah.
How else are we going to go to war, Daryl?
Well, this actually makes war going easy because you don't have to depend on a gazillion supply trucks to keep all that fuel on your bases running.
Oh, I know.
Especially if they're in the middle of nowhere.
One well-placed missile, though, and your bases doesn't have power.
Yeah, but who uses missiles?
We're on lasers now. That's why they have lasers to blast them down.
North Korea.
I got nothing.
Yeah, the enemies of the future all have futuristic lasers.
Yeah, Cybermen.
Yeah.
No, but we'll have mechs to take care of that.
See, that's the worst thing about BattleTech is like building a battle mech is not practical. Like, there's no
Who
incentive.
Who says it has to be practical? It just has to employ people.
But like, there's no value in doing that. Like, why would we spend $40 million to build this when we can just hire a bunch of dudes and some tanks?
That was my point with Pacific Rim. It's like we had an effective way of taking out the kaiju with current tech. Why did we need to develop a completely new kind of tech to do that?
Because otherwise you have no movie. Yeah, otherwise why am I watching this?
How else am I going to get Idris Elba into this movie to do something awesome? Plug up the anus of the earth.
Idris Elba scissored the earth.
Oh my god, he did. He kind of scissored all the kaiju and the earth.
It was the Pacific Rim.
It was the Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim job. I think we've totally
decorated. I think I'm done now. Yes. All right, next week, Nebraska.
I don't know what that is, but Tony, if it sucks, I'm not going
to
be here.
Nope. We'll have to make do.
It looks good.
Yes.
Bruce Dern.
Very good thing.
Who?
Bruce Dern and who
the person is. If you saw him, you would know who he was.
I will see him in like 5 seconds.
Who's the other guy? The comedian.
Yeah, Will Forte.
SNL. Will Forte, yeah. From SNL.
And June Squibb, who is nominated for an Oscar.
Was that the older woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw the scene from the Oscars where she
lifts her skirt
where she
up.
She lifts her skirt, talking to the headstone.
See what you were missing?
You were trying to get into this?
Oh, you missed?
See what you missed out on? Yeah, that scene right there
this person is.
Sold me on it.
Did you see... Because he was also in...
He was in Django.
What was that Mormon show on HBO?
Big Love.
Big Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
He played the father on Big Love.
He's Laura Dern's dad.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Laura Dern is?
Good Lord. Mm.
She was married to Ben Harper.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Kids these days.
God damn it.
Who's Ben Harper?
He's folky. He's a folky guy. He does, he plays the guitar.
Hmm.
Well, I play the guitar. That doesn't really narrow it down, does it?
He plays the guitar.
Yeah.
I play the guitar.
No, he plays the guitar.
He attracts a certain kind of crowd that likes hemp necklaces and things. No. So.
Old school folk or...
No.
So people who are too stoned to realize they're listening to bad music?
That's like all stoned people. Have you ever listened to stoner music?
Oh, Laura Dern. Oh, you should have just said Jurassic Park blonde chick.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, let's not describe people by
her
their
dad.
Names.
Jurassic
respect.
Park blonde chick.
Her
not
dad.
The Velociraptor.
Not the or the child.
Or the this is Linux, I know this.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I happen to be a vegetarian. Yeah, not her.
Listen, they had to insert some sort of agenda into Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Whereas the annoying chick has to be the one who knows. Isn't Linux. It Unix though? Doesn't she
yeah,
say
she's
Unix?
I don't know.
Unix.
What, I don't know.
She says
she's
Unix.
Like, this is Unix. I know this.
You can't watch that movie because goddamn.
In the book,
the music is so good.
The kids were reversed in what their mm-hmm. skill sets were.
Yeah.
Because the boy was a computer nerd in the book.
Of course, because yeah,
well, in the book, the old man
because
falls down a hill
learn
the
command line.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing: I don't want to learn command line. I don't want to learn command line either. Command line sucks. Why are we doing this way anymore? But that seems to be how you administrate everything in Windows these days. So,
no, that's
the only beneficial
all those
thing.
Unix nerds.
The only beneficial thing I ever PowerShop. Found for command line was doing mass file copies, just because it cut out the overhead of the UI.
The things you say to me make me yawn. I had a full box of Girl Scout cookies. No regret, Tony.
We have
no
a couple regrets. Left.
So do I.
We have a couple left to sell.
I left the whole box in my car
so
that I would not take it all into one place.
So you just eat them in the car? You don't eat in the car, so
I don't eat the car.
That's not a problem for you.
So I take one box in with me one place and then consume it. That's why they lasted so long.
Box of
design. It's really intense.
Well, you bought a lot of tag-alongs, though, too, if memory serves, right?
Melina took all those, and I have not seen them since. Mm. I think she took them to work as well.
Yeah, that's they're only 15 in a box.
Bullshit.
And they're smaller.
Mm.
But they taste fucking fantastic.
They do. It's such a racket.
Damn it. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I have no problem just throwing money at Girl Scouts. Zero problem with that.
Just cut them a check and send it to them. It's easier.
I probably should do that, but then it's sort of like cookies, man. Like the promise of cookies. That's the part.
Hey, you know what? I know the Girl Scout leader, and I would bet you could convince her to make you cookies for the right for the right donation.
Money. Yeah. Just like make it rain. Yeah.
Luke linked me to this Polyphonic Spree cover of Lithium.
What?
By Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what?
Really goddamn good.
Polyphonic Spree.
Whoa, now I must find this.
It's like upbeat and happy.
You can't do Lithium upbeat and happy.
I tell you what, you listen to it and then we'll discuss whether or not
I'm writing it down because I gotta find this shit, man.
Well, as soon as Tony turns us off, we'll listen to it.